Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't no party like a game set. SAB party, you feel me? Me and my nigga Rich Beef and he kicking on this one. Yo, we about to have a house party. Got the whole hood excited. Baby girl, if you ain't doing dicks, you were not invited. Got sisters to rock, Remy and Patron. We trying to get drunk and kick it like it's 4th and Long. And all my niggas strapped. This a problem, then they gon' shoot. Cause this is my party, you can die if you want to. Ha! But back to the kicking. My living room is now a dance floor when they getting it. Shorty popped the yacht, but now she dancing on the couch. Oh, I knew it, she was in the room giving niggas mouth. Faze in the same room, dice game in the kitchen. And right there on the counter, we got women kissing women. My nigga Four in the bedroom doing tattoos. And this groupie just puts me and Rich up in the bathroom. Said she liked I show up at the zone, so we ran up. While I boned, he was getting FaceTime like a
iPhone.
Yeah, what's up with the men's women? AK, man, checking in one more time. Like always, man, y'all know it is Monday. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. Get ready to go kick it, you know what I'm saying, for New Year's. Hope most of the kids got what they wanted to get for Christmas. Well, if you're an adult, I don't know what most of y'all consider a great gift. You know, some people give a horrible gifts around Christmas time, but I figured that most of y'all don't really you should be caring about what you get for Christmas or be thinking about like your 5-year-old, but hey, I don't know what to tell y'all about that, but anyway, you know what I'm doing, giving y'all some odd music from Chicago and then Wales, man, so like I said, stay tuned. Y'all already know what we do here, man, you know, we do what we're supposed to do, man, we support all these artists out here, independent artists out here. That's all I'm trying to do, get that music heard, man, at the convenient time, 10:30, as we always do. But don't feel bad if you miss any of my shows, man. It's so simple. Go back and listen to any of my shows. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. AK38. Tell your friends, tell everybody, man, you know what I'm saying, that I play the hits, man. If you're an artist, man, hey, I know how to get in touch with me. I definitely let y'all know how to get in contact with me, kick with me, man, get up with me, man, for all these. You know, might be in your area doing the show or something like that, so you definitely feel free to come to any venue I'm at, you know what I'm saying, do a shout-out or something, you know what I'm saying, support your team or your block. So, y'all already know what I do, man. If you're going to get into these hits, y'all kick back, relax, you know. It's not that cold, but it's cold enough outside, so get the snuggie on or whatever you're rocking. and kick it with your boy, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, man. We finna get to these hits, man. Let's roll.
Money show, girl. Yeah. Says, turn it up. Yeah. I'm hot enough. Hey, she hot enough. Mike Tyson, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, seeing when she stepping out, shoes,
knockout.
Hair,
knockout.
Purse,
knockout.
Nails,
knockout.
Knockout.
Knock it out.
Take shots, 1800 by the leader. Looking for a tip through 1800 by the speakers. She looking eager, I'm looking evil. Looking at my chain like, nigga, I will never leave you. See that lane with you, didn't know how to treat you. Red dots turning straight to pepperoni pizza. Now we downtown, let her burn up the Visa. Drop the top, took the hoodie off the Grand Reaper. For one knockout, it would take 2 5-stars. Let the sulfish clowns riding in my sky car. Diamonds blue as Avatar, rims black as caviar. My connect from Panama, when that Maserati park. Hate to see the watch, pushing, getting bit by a shark. Keep that lean on, got me feeling like Joe Clark. She run her own company, still got time to make me dinner. You gotta spin that bag, even though she's independent. She Mike Tyson, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. Seeing when she stepping out, shoes,
knockout.
Hair,
knockout.
Purse,
knockout.
Nails,
knockout.
Knockout.
Knock it out.
Knock it out. Money so good. Charm like it's running from an avalanche coming. Haters move over like an ambulance coming. Your kids at your grandma, I'm dancing on your woman. You never made it come. Time for a new plumber. Yeah. A knockout. Trademark of a knockout. Shorty's so wet, you're gonna have to bring the mop out. Yeah, it's a birthday. Looking like a photo shoot. Damn, them some Louis shoes. Kanye will be proud of you. I just left the Gucci store, ready to fly. She a killer on the head, I'm ready to die. She the boss like Deborah Lee at BET. All the girls popping bottles, look at them in VIP. She don't ask your name, she asks you what's your credit score. Do you rent her own before she put a number in your phone? Her sister fixed your weave, her tracks looking real. Her nails match your purse, same color as her heels. She Mike Tyson, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. Seeing when she stepping out, shoes,
knockout.
Hair,
knockout.
Purse,
knockout.
Nails,
knockout.
Knockout.
Knock it out.
Knockout.
Welcome to the Money Stalker era. Cash just a monster. All my knockouts was really good, baby. Trying to leave with you tonight. We do it big. Money Stalkers forever. Chicago, what's cracking? Underground king, king, king. Underground king, king, king. Underground king, king, king.
Down here, it's our time.
David, you
trap shit. Tape all around me, feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death, like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting, I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work, 63rd and hosts. One banger, make you get them 2 chains up. They hustling backwards. These rappers is faggots. I ain't got no time for that chatter. Fuck around and just pick that flyer. Blah, 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 blah. The ass being spit ass like crazy bone. I hustle hard and I ain't got one lazy bone. Shame might be real, but them tough 2 KG sound talking slick. Little red riding hood won't make it home.
Paper all around me, feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death, like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting, I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work, 63rd and house.
Man in the mirror, do you hear my flow? I I got a blank stare in my chair when I hear my name.
I'ma go.
Wake up in the morning on the grind. I'm in it to win it. I got that money on my mind. I'ma go. Jumping out the gate with speed. I bet that I finished it in the lead. Please know I'ma go. Throw up your deuces when you see me. Coming to win, rolling. Breathe easy. In case you wanna know, been waiting a while, so when they call my name, I'ma go. Hey mama, I'ma go. Hey Jackie, I'ma go. And Papa and Cindy, mama, I promise I'ma go. And Mikey, I'ma go. And Mel, I'ma go. And Mouse, and Ray Ray, I say it and I'ma go. Naya, I'ma go. Hey Sassy, I'ma go. All of my Minnesota family, hey, I'ma go. Hey Steve-O, I'ma go. And April, I'ma go. All of my family locked down, I'ma go. Richie, I'ma go. Yo Solo, I'ma go. Everybody that bleed my blood, I'ma go. And even if you on the south side, I'ma go. And even on the west side, ride, I'ma go. East side, on the beach, I'ma go. Way up to the wild, running the streets, I'ma go. Shot-town, my word, I'ma go. I'm talking the hood, back to the birds, I'ma go. SK Lil John, I'ma go. My nephew, no stress, and I bring it back right now, I'ma go. And you already know. If you don't know a thing, now you know that when they call my name, I'ma go. Wake up in the morning on the grind. I'm in it to win it. I got that money on my mind. I'ma go. Jumping out the gate with speed. I bet you I finish it in the lead. Please know I'ma go. Throw up your deuces when you see me. I'm in the wind rolling. Breathe easy.
Easy. Easy.
In the E, we came to party.
Street lights entice the lights of people who ride the rhythm. Snap claps, perhaps you should step in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. On the night, take flight, let loose 100 boots. For you to get into the cooling you, it's moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curve. Burger great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor. Played it through, was that Duke, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same back channel with the Apple ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds drown the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose a smooth. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commence to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Defeat, do the talking, moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, kill subliminal down.
Replay, replay, DJ. Hey, please, something's gonna replay.
jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause if they high, got 'em
jumping. Jumping, jumping, jumping,
jumping. We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause if they high, got 'em
jumping, 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 jumping.
Yo, jumping. Got 'em jumping, trampoline. I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team.
What I'm doing,
she got 'em jumping in.
Yeah.
Double dutch, I call them sweet juices,
sweet,
so we can spin it up.
We
the hottest shit, that's why they all salute. We got them crazy jumping, no parachute. I'm so good. When I'm on the mic, I'm a bang. Put a little heat in my car for a little bit of ribbon, 'cause I like that dog liquor. No, nigga, if you ain't getting no dough, nigga, don't even try to approach, nigga. Tell them about my dough, nigga. Stick when I stick that dough, illa. Give me any crack and I'm gon' kill her. Put a little bit of egg on the track.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got 'em.
Yeah, I got that Jiffy Mix and X be that bread boy. Bitch be that winning team, pumping up like steroids. Bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of stage, now tell it to your tabloids. Is a rap team for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, sweet like some ice cream. This a greasy takeover. Swap me drunk, no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name. Rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where the bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it. Smoke you like a crack addict. Every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood. We got the block, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause this shit high, jumping, got 'em.
Jumping, jumping,
jumping,
jumping, jumping,
jumping. We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause this shit high, jumping, got 'em.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
I do my little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would've thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it poppin', keep it jumpin', this is my block. Yeah, this that bang
jumping,
make them go insane
jumping.
They hear me on the radio,
jumping,
now they niggas ain't do it.
She
gon' get it done,
jumping,
go get her, go
jumping,
get it too.
Jumping,
jumping,
jumping, jumping, jumping,
jumping, jumping, jumping, jumping. I kill it when the beat drops, get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go, flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track, now get her about to blow.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got 'em.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
'Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got 'em.
Jumping, jumping, jumping,
jumping,
jumping.
You know, my homeboy said that he wanna hear me talk, but I'd rather walk. Matter though, taking everything I never bought. Charge me with possession, you can add assault. If a faggot thought he could steal when he got my fault, my niggas hit the spot like a catapult. 'Cause they sling a package in a snap. Average is the cat that's inhabiting my map. Catch me with a dog, getting cabbage by the patch. Savage for a sack, lavish is the lap.
lying in. Try again if you're lying in. My ear, I'm tired when you're speaking. It's like nails down the chalkboard streaking. Baby, quit teasing, crying, whining. This is Capricorn out on an island. On assignment, warm climate, doing Brian. Oh, where I went? Let it breathe for no reason. Play my cards close to the vest. Method's confidential, there's a hope you can guess. A weather boy coast for some rest. Then you can play the odds and hope for the best. I take a number, come and get close to who's next. Yes, that'd be he. That'd be me. That'd be me. Father, no, it's our boat. Living every day like you're smart and glow. It's me against the world, I guess the car will go. It's like I'm living in a fucking carnival. Everybody wear a mask, what's the true face? So fresh, life spit me out like I'm toothpaste. Look, mama, there go that man again. He a bad man, get the bread, man. Throw your hands, man, for the bread train. Go, look, mama, there go that man again. He a bad man, get the bread, man. Throw your hands, man, for the bread train. Go. Eating the meal that I bought, cause it's when it's able. Mama said the life of a sinner's fatal. Thinking twice, should I stick this knife up in my name? Never that. But before they put me out of my misery, I'm out with my infantry about. And specifically, they saying my name. If it's pussy when they mention me, well, that's because it's pussy where this nigga be. Not too many niggas here where this nigga be. Damn, I'm so ill, I'm sick of me. Y'all real as we, you gotta be shitting me. Sick of these tacos, my watch that stop. If my heart is the same and my body should drop. Don't call the paramedics, but no meds or a shot. Just say a sound of prayers, move the rest of my pot. I won't need it, cover the angel dust. Hope heaven receives it, believe it. Look mama, there go that man again. He a bad man, get the bread man. Throw your hands fast for the bread train. Go, look mama, there go that man again. He a bad man, get the bread man. Throw your hands fast for the bread train. Go, go.
Well, you already know what it's time for. You already know what I do, man. This little segment, I can always call what I'm tripping on. Before I even get to that, though, you know, it's Christmas. Well, Christmas just passed, but I mean, everybody, you know, supposed to, you know, put out lists and, you know, little kids, you know, ask Santa for certain things. I'm just tripping on, like, before I even get into that, what's the worst Christmas present you ever get? You know, some people say, you're getting a whole bunch of pencils with no erasers on them, or some color pencils that you only use in water, or like a whole bunch of notebooks or something, or just something random that you're not going to use. Like somebody that's not in school, you get them like a stencil and a binder and a folder. Like, why would you do that? You know they ain't going to school. Or you get somebody who don't work outside some construction gloves. Or somebody who ain't got the ears pierced, some earrings. Or you get somebody who ain't got no car, a car air freshener, or a keychain. Or somebody who ain't got no bicycle, you get them an inner tube. Just a random, I mean, just random gifts, you know what I mean? Somebody who, you know, in a wheelchair, some fresh shoes. Or, you know, something like that. I mean, I don't know, I mean, people give out some crazy, crazy gifts. So like, well, let's see if you get them a $100 gift card to Red Lobster or something. Or somebody who's a vegetarian, you get them a gift card to McDonald's or Texas, a Lone Star or something. I mean, just random gifts. Somebody missing their thumb, you get them a some scissors or something. I'm just saying, I mean, there are people who give out reckless presents. Or people that just, you know, real tripped out. Or just being ignorant or funny. Wrapping up little gifts in giant boxes. You know what I'm saying? You put a pencil in a giant box and give somebody for Christmas. And wrap it up like a real gift. I mean, that's funny to me. It makes me laugh. I mean, I know some people that do that. And it's classic funny. But at the same time, you got to think about, well, somebody who ain't got no house, bad in my house phone for a car. I'm just saying, there's some wreck stuff to go on. But, I mean, hey, y'all already know. People give out some reckless gifts. And it don't stop with the reckless gifts. I mean, so nobody stopped that. I mean, it's funny to me. Or get somebody who don't own an iPod or a Walkman. That's somebody. Do they still say Walkmans out here? Like real Walkmans? Like, I know it's just CD players, but Walkmans. I'm talking about like real Walkmans. Like, you have to walk around and bump some tunes. Walkmans. Like, I ain't never seen one since like the 90s, but hey, I will be searching. But, I mean, what I'm tripping on today is, well, somebody submitted this to me. That's the shout out to my girl, Lauren. She was talking about what's going on with all these reality shows. Like, honestly, they kind of reckless, like, Love and Basketball. I ain't going to get, like, the T.I. one of the days I ain't never watched. So I watched, like, one episode. But my thing is, I'm tripping on this. How do you have a show called Basketball Wives, and there's not one person that's married? All of them divorced. All of them going through all this drama. One girl, she ain't even got a boyfriend. She just like a random chick on that. All she do is dance. Like she be getting it in. Like she's wearing strip clubs. Son. But y'all call this show Basketball Wives, and all of them are ex-wives. There's one girl on there that supposedly be married. I don't even know about that. But I'm just saying, how do you give a show a title, and the title don't match what's going on in the show? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense. I wish it did, but it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. For somebody to call a show basket, anything that says wives with it, and then ain't nobody married. Like, how do you even tell somebody what the name of the show is and, you know, I mean, that don't make sense. I mean, and then they beef through the whole thing. Everybody fighting. Then we figure out what the beef's about. It's got to be the most dumbest stuff ever that's going on. But, hey, it's just like Bad Girls Club. Like, what's the point of this show? Like, Bad Girls. Somebody break this down to me because I don't understand. I don't really watch these shows. But somebody did show me a clip of a show. It's like, I blame the real world for this. I honestly do blame the real world for this because there's no way in the world that somebody going to give you a show where we just walk around, where people just walk around and just do normal everyday stuff. If that's the case, I might as well start using my phone and recording myself just going to work and just doing random stuff and just, you know, put a catchy title and fight somebody every blue moon and just have people beefing and discussing. Maybe I can get a show. I mean, it's that simple. Just showing me doing my show on my daily and just, you know, tell people how I'm trying to get it, you know, trying to get some money in the game. And I guess that should work. You know, maybe I can pull that off. But my thing is, how in the world do you give a name of a show a title and it don't match what you're talking about? I mean, because honestly, I've checked out Basketball Wives and none of them married. One of them was getting divorced. One of them just, I ain't gonna lie, she was getting it in. I ain't gonna stun it. She was, every time I looked up, she was trying to get cracked. So, I mean, hey, what it is, what it is. Then she wound up messing with Chad Johnson. And then, I don't know if they married or not. I think they married, I don't know. But now she might as well go up and be an NFL wife because she's no longer a basketball wife because you're not in the game with the basketball player. She's going to football games now. So, then you got to move to cold New England or go to New England and watch your man play. So you are no longer a basketball wife. So you shouldn't be on the show. That's all I'm saying. And then you get, I mean, the funniest thing I've ever saw when Dave Chappelle did the mad real world, because that is, like, really the closest thing you're going to get to something funny. If they, I'd rather watch that than watch some shows that the titles don't match what's going on. The only reality show right now that I watch, that I would watch, it's the T.I. joint, because the T.I. on it. Yeah, I know a bunch of kids. So that's real life, so there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you're looking at these shows, reality shows, and honestly, I don't know what's going on, who do what, what's the plot. There's no plot. There's no such thing as a plot when you're doing or you're dealing with a reality show, honestly. So I feel like, because it's too random. There's too much random stuff going on, and then you already know somebody's going to fight, somebody's going to beef, because at the same time, that's what everybody wanted to do. Everybody want to beef about something, they want to fight about something. But then at the end of the day, what they're fighting and beefing over, it don't make sense. You got to realize, if there's no one fighting, there's no one beefing, there's no point in watching TV. So at the same time, you have to make these people do something ignorant or reckless or, you know, something that's going to make it real. OG Radio, what's up with it?
What's up, OG Radio?
What's good with you?
Shirley, what are we talking about? What's the topic?
Everybody know, you know what I'm saying, this is my correspondent, like my, you know, my panelist, my analyst, you know, for all stuff that go on, the reason why we be tripping, you know what I'm saying, so shout out to my girl Lauren, I was kicking with the kid, always giving me what's going on, and basically, you know what we're talking about, shows that don't have no meaning, like the reality shows that don't make no sense at all, but as these people, we still watch them.
I was always talking about, like, a couple of minutes ago on the phone before I called the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shows like Basketball, Wives, Love, and Hip Hop, I mean, it don't make no sense. But I guess because these women have got a lot of money, power, and fame, people love it. I mean, hey, America loves drama. Shit. And they love to see rich people, too, with drama. Why not lie? This is what we build upon, materialistic and a lot of drama in our society. Even though, to me, Basketball, Wives, Love, and Hip Hop, because they sluts, too. Keep it real. They sluts on there. It shows a bad image, huh?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it shows a bad image to our young ladies that's watching this show. Like, if you get some money, make some money, you still going to have to be a hood rat hoe, you know? Because I look at them like some hood rat hoes, and I don't care what nobody say, but I'm being real. They hood rats. Everybody that's fucking cursing and all that shit, especially Chrissy, Jim Jones, ex-fiance, whatever you want to call her, Jimmy don't want to marry her whack ass anyway. Number one, she started shit with the man mama. That's not good. That's his mama. Respect her. Number two, he started shit with his manager. Then you want to beat up his best friend, which is his business partner, baby mama. Then you want to tell this man what kind of car he could buy. Then he propose a deal with you about a clothing line and a business position for you. And you trying to get more out of it. Like, what the fuck? To me, I feel like she's controlling and manipulating. And I want people to tune in about that for real. How they feel about Christy and Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really pay attention to it. But from what I saw when she beat up old girl, I kind of realized that, like, on a real level scale, that the reason why she fought old girl, because she's frustrated about, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy not wanting to marry. Plus, you know what I'm saying, she feels like she was taking her for a friend. It's like, nah, you let your girl fight her own battle. You know what I'm saying? Okay, she was messing with, you know what I'm saying, Fab, while you was pregnant with Fab Shorty.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Shorty should have checked old girl instead of, you know, Chrissy. But, you know, I guess that frustration finally came out. But it was funny to me. I laughed. I ain't gonna lie to you. I laughed my butt off because, I mean, that was funny. And then I saw one other show, like, kind of on that same level, where two, like, grandmas, these grandmas are, like, 30, 35, 40 right now. I don't know what name of the show it is. I don't know what it was about, but it's like some girl just gave birth to a little boy or a little girl. I can't remember. And the grandparents are really beefing through the whole joint. And then next, you know, they just got scrapping. I mean, like right in the hospital. I was like, man, that's real thugged out. Like two grandmas scrapping in the hospital. I mean, like right after get better. I mean, come on now, that's a little bit reckless, but at the same time, like you said, we like that stuff. I laughed. I ain't gonna lie to you. I laughed about that and when Christy beat up old girl. Who's playing to me? And he's like, man, why would you laugh? Like, man, entertainment. What you talking about? It's there for me to laugh at. I guess I'm supposed to laugh if y'all gonna show some girl beating up on another girl and then show two grandmas fighting and it's classic because it's getting over a million hits on YouTube. Yeah, I'm gonna laugh.
Yeah.
I think that was the whole purpose of it. So it's not my fault. I mean, they putting it on TV. You know, and keep people entertained somehow, and they figure that's the way they do it.
Yeah. Agreed. But grandmas, man,
what happened to Sadie? What happened to grandma, the 67-year-old?
And no big mamas. The only big mama you're going to see is Mama Lawrence in a big grandma dress, I mean, grandma suit. That's the last big mama right there. You will see it. You won't see another one. If somebody got a grandma that's a real big, they might want to listen to her. Like, seriously, because those are the only ladies I remember always had since, besides your mama, most of the time. Big mama's the one that always had since. She always knew what on the movie Soul Food. Like, she knew everything. Like, she had the family together. Nowadays, grandmas is like 30, 33, 35.
And he's talking to me out in the club, popping bottles.
Yeah, the club. He's like, you a grandma. Yeah, I'm a grandma. No, ain't no grandma. You a cougar.
Right. They suck and fucking do everything on the moon, and they got a kid. What? You got a kid and another kid. You a grandma. You got two generations in front of you to raise still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mama was gonna be a big mama when that we start making babies. She already at the 50 mark, so that's good. Well, shit, that's what's wrong. We don't have a big mama no more.
I don't think people really care about that.
Huh?
I don't honestly think people care.
It's a shame, cause truthfully, big mama is the foundation of the society. Cause shit, you can't raise no kids. When you 20 and you got kids, be real with me, brother. Can you raise them properly like you want to?
Now,
Right, you still going into a man or a woman. And in your 20s, that's where big mama come in. Cause big mama the one that's going to babysit the kid while you go off to work. Go make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
But ain't
that
no more. What'd you say, brother?
I said, yeah, they kind of extinct, and that's kind of crazy. I mean, like honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, after the movie Soul Food, I stopped seeing less and less of Big Mom. Just like that movie kind of just, you know, exiled them. And then only Big Moms I see is Martin putting on a big grandma suit. So, I mean, I guess we're going to deal with
it. Oh, but then me and Big Mama.
Yeah, and that's just reckless.
Yeah.
They're going to have to fix that.
There's big mamas out here, but they're very few. But there ain't too many real mamas out here.
No,
ain't none of that waking your son up or your daughter for church on Sunday morning, cooking them breakfast. Ain't none of that taking them to school, keeping up with the teachers and shit. Ain't none of that
waking them up. They'll come up to the school with the house coat, the door button up, and they got the safety pin in it. And they got their wig on backwards.
They're about to whoop their ass for acting up.
You know what? I haven't seen a real switch since I was like 12. Like, honestly. Like,
you seen a real what?
Like, you know how grandmas, the big mamas got them switches? I ain't seen one never so long. My grandma had a tree in the backyard, and she used to sell switches to people. Like, y'all been gonna play? I am honestly, seriously. My grandma was like on the block. She had a tree, and she used to make switches.
Yeah.
And me being dumb and young, and she used to tell me to go get one. I used to be like, okay, let me get this little one. And I didn't realize that the little ones hurt more than the thick. The thick ones you can't really get none of. It's just like getting hit with a branch. You like, okay, she can't really swing it that hard. Me being stupid, going to get the thin one. And she over there whooped me like one of the homicide kids.
So the thing will whoop ass, boy.
Right. I didn't know that when I was little. I was being stupid. I was like, okay, let me just grab this little one, you know. Me being done, like, grandma looking at me like, oh, boy, I'm about to tear the lining off of you. And that's what happened. And then she had, and then you try to have one, and you just be scared that she woke up with you with another one. You're like, I hit the last one. Not knowing she got a box full of these joints in the back.
Wow. And
just be like, this, like, you got so bad that, my cat, mom, is dead cut street from me. She needs a switch. And she just walked in the backyard, and she had one side of the house. It was telling my grandma, I needed a switch. I gave the money later. I didn't get it. I'm like, see, this is reckless. You just give people opportunities to beat on kids. I'm not knowing we was ignorant kids anyway, but still, I mean, I know I did a couple of reckless stuff, but, I mean, got a little out of control.
Yeah.
I guess I needed it, though.
Yeah, we all need that ass woman. I'm tired of people talking about something.
Yeah, we do.
I'm tired of people talking about brothers that they want to put their punish their kids by putting their ass on what's that shit?
Timeout.
Yeah, timeout. What the fuck? Who does that?
Well, I ain't never heard of that. Like I heard some one of my other friends, not of my skin color, like man, I ain't getting put no timeout. So that's why you in school letting people with AK-47 and bombs on to you. Don't put on time out. You ain't never, like, people always talking about whooping your kids is so bad. Really think about it. And you, like, when you think about doing stupid stuff now, don't you remember the whooping you got when you thought about doing something stupid? That's all I'm saying. If you think about doing something dumb when you ain't around your parents, and people are like, oh, he's a good kid. No, that kid had a flashback of the last ass we had before. You know what I'm saying? It all went down. So when you see a little kid stop and get that face on, like he having a flashback moment, and he just stopped doing the stupid shit he was doing, just to hear somebody scream or yell at him, like, what you doing? And then you get that face on, that's because they got one of them monumental ass whoopings that made them stop. Think like, wait a minute, I don't think this is right. But you got some kids who get put on timeout. They ain't laughed at them. Like, they on timeout. Like, they went on break at work for timeout. He got a book in front of them. Read this book. Okay, let me just read this book and be bored. Yeah, I'll read this book. Don't work. I mean, some people say whooping your kids don't work. Some people say whooping your kids do work. Now, it is somewhat going overboard with whooping your kids' ass. You just ain't going to put on some boxing gloves and tell a little nigga to meet you in the center of the ring. Now, you getting a little outrageous or trying to run to a nigga with your car or sticking a dog on him or duct tape. Oh, yeah. I saw on, I don't know if it was on Facebook or whatever, I saw some dude duct taped his child. Now, I've been whooped. I feel like I've been beaten when I got whooped so bad. I feel like it was like a real beating. But I don't know, no parent that's going to duct tape their child. And tell him, and put it on Facebook, yeah, this is what happens when you, I don't know, disrespect me or something. Like, dude, there's no way in the world you're supposed to duct tape your child. You duct tape your child anyway. And now he's getting, like, investigated. DCFS and Feds is investigating, dude, now, because you duct taped your child. Like, wait a minute, dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. What the dude that duct taped the child, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that is my father. I would, like, duct tape you and just leave you in the room by yourself after I gave you 3 gallons of water and see what happens.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I would duct tape dude after he drunk 3 gallons of water and just let him sit there and see what happens. I mean, because that's not tough.
That's life.
I'm just saying, I'd have ducked that myself and just left him there. Like, yeah, left. Yeah, you feel.
What'd you say, bro?
I said, that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like stuff like that, I would do the exact same to him and just do something that works. Like make him drink a whole bunch of water and then put his hand in hot water and duct tape and just leave him. Like, put his hands and feet in hot water and just leave him. Now, that sounds cruel, don't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it sounds a little crude, but you just duct tape your child. I don't know the child like she was like 5 or 6 or 7. I'm pretty sure you put on Facebook, I'm pretty sure a mama probably on Facebook started when she beat the crap out of you. But no, I'm not, seriously, you're a grown person. I'm going to duct tape your feet and your hands and your mouth. Put your feet in hot water, put your hands in hot water. You peel yourself, well, I don't care. That's messed up, but you just duct tape your child. Your child, you made this child. You will duct tape the child. Mouth, hands, feet, it's like, okay. Now I understand, okay, not putting that tape over some kid's mouth, but at least you got me on tape on there for the rest of the day. Talk too much. You don't duct tape the child all the way like you got a kitten. Are you kitten out there or something? That's not cool.
Yeah. I agree with you
that. Yeah, we don't really have structure like that no more.
And all that shit don't do it. It don't take your child.
Right. And, like, dude need to be punched in the face, really. Like, I mean, I ain't gonna say that. Just like I said, duct tape, put his hands, feet in hot water. Sounds buggy, but I don't really care. I would do him like that.
There was a raw water to this young man I seen on World Side. And what happened? He got in trouble, which is cool, because he ain't got no father. But this nigga whooped his ass. And then he made him shave his hair. Said, we gonna fuck your swag up. And then he made him do squats and shit. Yeah. You remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, that was wild. But our kid needs some kind of corporate punishment. Real shit. My mama did me in the water before when we was in the suspension court. Ass football school style. And it killed me.
Nah.
It's a way, but it's the way you do that shit, though. Me, I ain't playing with my kids. Bible say spoiler ride, something like that. As a child,
mm-hmm.
beat the fuck out of our kids if they fuck up. But see, proper parenting and proper discipline for our show listeners. Let's not be like Bernie Mac and bust our kids' motherfucking heads to the white meat, people.
Yeah, because one good punch in the back of the head is going to work.
Yeah.
I say that is true. Y'all like my fam, so I'm going to let y'all in. Honestly, my mom was in a wheelchair. And she still struck sin to me and my brother. Not because, you know what I'm saying, of her condition. No, because she used to fuck us up. Like, no lie, she used to fuck us up. And it was like the point, to her, like, oh, yeah, y'all both get away. No, we didn't. Because there's a couple times where she caught us napping, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, she used to catch us slipping. Like, she would catch us, like, in the bed sleep, she'd whoop us. Run over our feet with the wheelchair. Like, stuff like that. People are like, oh, that was on accident. No, that was on purpose. Because she had to find ways to discipline us when she was in the wheelchair. That's why I feel like my mom was one of the strongest ladies I've ever known in my life. Because for a lady to be in the wheelchair and can control two boys, you had to have a higher power with you. And I believe she did. Because some of the stuff she pulled off with us, how she disciplined us, we used to think to ourselves, like, there's no way in the world you're supposed to do that. But after a couple of whoopers of me being doing stupid stuff, I finally got the idea, okay, don't do that. Because, I mean, like I said, I could have got away a lot more stuff than I could have. But, I mean, like I said, I feel like ain't nothing wrong with least disciplining your kids. I ain't talking about acting your kid up like he a nigga off the block, but, I mean, at least put that stern in them, like, okay, I'm the parent, you the child. You don't have an option. You do what I tell you to do.
What's the rules? To me, this is the rules to proper parenting and discipline. Number one, whatever your child do for a scenario. For instance, you come in the house, your teacher called me and say, hey, that's it to Miss Horace, blah, blah, blah. Your son, Preston, he's disruptive and rudely and interrupted the class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I told you, don't fuck up at school, son. Period. You can do whatever the fuck you want when you're at home, but when you're at school, listen to that teacher, learn, and be better. So you disobey what I tell you.
So rule number one, when you come in, I'm going to talk to you. Say, hey, what's wrong with you, this, that, and the other? Why are you disobeying this, the teacher? Woo-woo, I got a call, la-la-la. And depending on what you did after I talked to you and how many times I spoke to you about it, I'm going to beat that ass. Period. And when I whoop in that ass, I'm going to tell you as your mama, what the fuck I tell you, boy? I told you, don't fucking disobey your fucking teacher. And I'm going to be whacking your ass while I'm doing it. Do you understand, son? Yes. Yeah. And then that's how you properly discipline your children. In my
You have to break down why you discipline. You just don't just walk in the room and just get the, you know, get the Mayweather or the Pacquiao. You just don't run right. You got to explain to them what you should get. I mean, I already knew what I was getting whoopers anyway. So, you know, it was like, no, I don't know what I did. It was like, oh, I got caught. Damn, okay. Yeah, I got caught. So, okay, I know I'm getting whooped. And some kids be knowing. They be knowing. It's like, you know why you're getting this whooping right. And they ask you that. And you just look at them like, I know why I'm getting this whooping. I'm pissed that I got caught. That's what it be sometimes. The kids be pissed that they got caught. That's what they get more pissed off than off into the whooping. They're more pissed off that they got caught. And some kids are like, oh, I got away with it. You know, kids are like small-time mini criminals. They get away with it once, I can get away with it again.
Yeah.
You already know, it's always that one last time you're like, okay, I shouldn't, but nah, you know, I can get away with it. You're not knowing that your parents have picked up on it already, and they like, oh, you're going to do the same dumb thing again, and I'm going to catch them.
Yeah. Catch them slipping.
It's not the kids, it's the parents. These parents are to the soul, man. Honestly, these parents are giving their kids options. You know, they're like, I can't have a hot with the dog. Like, get off the couch. Or you can sit up. No, it's, get your off the couch. You know, they're like, parents be like trying to get their kids options to be their friend. I wasn't my friend. When I was coming up, it was like, no, you're not my friend. I loved you. I respected you. But you weren't trying to be my friend at the end of the day. Like,
yeah,
my mama did something with. Like, I'm just like, this is one of the worst things she ever did to me. Now, she got smart. She figured that, okay, she used to tell me I'm going to punish me. I can't play the game. I didn't care. She figured out what I cared mostly about was football practice.
Right.
One day I came in and she took all my football equipment, said I couldn't go to practice because I've been cutting up. That hurt me more than going outside. I could go, I could. She told me I could go outside and play the game. I ain't care. I sat in the house. I was so mad, and I wanted to cry because she took away what I wanted to do. See, sometimes parents try to be their friends so much, but they don't care. They don't really think. They just try to be their friends so much that I need my child to like me. I don't know no kids that liked their parents growing up. Now, when they older, they understand, and they understand why their parents did stuff. But there's so many parents to be trying to be so cool with their kids. It's like, you can't be your kid friend. Your kid don't have to be their friend. I'm trying to be your kid's friend. Your kid's parent. Because you be your kid's parent, and then they don't respect you and they don't love you like they're supposed to make it out, but they understand why you did this, beating them and embarrassing them.
Oh, yeah, straight up. And then going to all these females out here, all you young mamas, don't feel all being bogus, but you ain't your child homie. You cannot tell your son. I know a lot of mamas out here that they son is gangbanging. If he take your pistol, nigga, shoot you, let him shoot you. You know he got the guns in your house. You know he got that dope in your house. You know he ain't going to school. Stop being his homie. Be his mama. Put your foot down if the daddy ain't there. Be that boy mama and not his homie, because it ain't cool to be your son's homie while he get locked up and going to jail. You fucking idiots. And I said it.
It is what it is. But the one thing that still made me laugh, I know I'm about to laugh, but it's funny as heck. He is with these dog, like, leashes on. Like, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And honestly, I don't even want to tell people to stop doing that. Because y'all make my day. Every time I walk outside and I see a little kid get snatched back like a little poodle or a pit bull or something, and sit down like an animal. Now, that's messed up. If you even think about the logic, it's messed up because your child ain't no animal. But kids, but I mean, it's funny because you're looking at this little kid running around and get snatched back. It's like you don't get, and that comes from not beating your child. If your child got a problem with running off and I was getting into, I bet you if you beat him one time, like, better not run off. You run off, you're going to get left. Like, honestly. Like, people think I be playing, I be telling them this type of stuff. My mom and my auntie used to tell me. I mean, I be honestly serious. My mom told me one day, if you run off again, you just left. I don't care where you went. You find your way home. And I'm like, yeah, all right, my mom ain't going to leave me. I look around the store for it, like, okay, I know you're going to come look for me. I come out, she heading to the car. I'm about to head into the car. They both looking at me like, well, she told you don't run off. Me being retired, like, man, she ain't going to leave me for real. No, she almost left me for real. Like, people like, man, yeah, I, okay. And after that, I'm like, man, heck no, we too far out. I ain't going to get left out here. I don't even know where I'm at. But after that one experience where she was so serious, like, I will leave you out here. I laughed it off. And sad, I laughed it off. Like, mom ain't going to leave me. He'll never leave me. I and my brother strolling straight to the car. Bro ain't even gonna say, "All right, we left one behind." She was like, "No, I told him not to. I told him not to walk off. He walked up anyway, so he grown. I'm gonna find his way home." And after that, I ain't run off no more and stuff. I got the message right there. If you show me, brother, you can tell me. You know, start playing, huh? I'm gonna leave you right where you stand. And she left almost. I'm running to the car, like, wait a minute. She was like, I bet you won't run. She ain't even with me or nothing. Looked at me dead in my face. I bet you won't run off again. And I ain't run off since then. I'm not going. You're not going to leave me. I'm going to eat. I'm thinking about that. But like I said, it's just, like I said, most of the time you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, beat on your kid. Like, I don't know, you just threaten your kid. Like, man, I will. If you say something that you're going, like, and maybe do this one more time, and I'm going to take your shoelaces or whatever, really do it. If you're a parent, you tell your kids, man, you do this one more time. You know, I'm going to take all the covers and the beds you're going to sleep on the floor if you mess with me. Or I'm going to change the lock if you come in here late. Do it for real. Tell your kid you're not playing. Because half the time your kid going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Like a chance
point. So, it's just my boys down that these parents are getting too soft. That's what it is. That's what it is in a nutshell.
What'd you say?
I said, just all boils down to these parents are getting too soft and they're trying to be their kid's friend because some of these people that are having babies is kids still. So they're not raising no kid when you still a kid, your damn self.
You're right. You can't be a boy and a girl trying to raise a kid. That's not going to crack, number one. But it's okay to be friends with your kid. But it's the way you be a friend with your kid. My mama's friends with us. But she would my aunt. Well, I'm grown now, but when I was younger, she would my aunt. She wanted me to be open to her about when I was going to have sex and all that and stuff, peer pressure and all that. She wanted me to talk to her about it, you know, had an open relationship. But we still do have that open relationship where I talk to her about the men and all that. And she guided me through life, making sure that I mess with the right type of men or whatever. So it's cool to be friends with your parent or whatever. It's society. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't get me wrong, but it's about what you do. It's more about how you do it than what you do. And that's real talk. You know what I mean? You have to lay down the law and let them know. Separate that. Let them know I'm mama or daddy or whatever, number one. So you're going to respect me as that. And then after that, look, if something wrong with you, come and talk to me. I'm going to be there and I'm going to help you. Ain't nobody in your corner like mama and daddy too because I love you. And we don't understand
right.
Like smoking weed, drinking liquor with your child. What the fuck is wrong with y'all again, you fucking idiots out here? Stop smoking weed and drinking with your child. If you smoke weed and drink, hey, that's on you. Go on your private session. If you got a little toddler or whatever, let him or her go to sleep or whatever, look at TV, go on and blow your blunt. And get high, whatever you do, you know what I mean? Smoke your weed, drink your liquor, whatever. You know what I mean? But stop trying to pass the blunt to your child. What the fuck? Poor parenting again.
You know, that's nuts, but hey, kids raising kids.
Yeah.
That is kids raising kids all day.
And it's fucking up a society, too. And we see this shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we seeing this shit, how kids raising kids is fucking up with society. Damn shame.
I agree with you.
Yeah. What about the Bulls getting their ass whooped right now by Golden State?
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't even watching the game. I'm doing my stuff. I can't count on the net. They're not coming back and win like they did.
Mm-hmm. But they ain't gonna beat the Heat playing like this or Knicks. They fucking up.
It's a condensed season, so there's going to be a lot of these great games getting blown out. So,
yeah.
Like I said, be a lot of these games like that. Honestly, that's how I feel. There's going to be a lot of games like that. But like I said, man, I appreciate you checking in with me. You know what I'm saying? Always giving me the hot topic of the day. You know what I'm saying? Keeping me up on society and what's going on out here in our city. But like I said, y'all give it up for my girl Lauren, man. I was checking in with me on my panel for what I'm tripping on, man. So y'all already know we'll be back on Wednesday, 11 o'clock, same time, man. New subject. And if y'all want to send me a subject or something y'all want me and her to, you know, sit at the round table and chop it up on, man, y'all hit me up on Twitter at MrAK38 and just mention me, man, and mention the topic that you want me to, you know, hit on, man. So that's what it is.
All right. Good night, OG Radio, and thanks for listening. Appreciate you.
No problem.
To our viewers.
Yeah. You know, like I said, every now and then, man, you got to, you know what I'm saying, see what the streets are talking about, man, see what's going on in your society, in your hoods, in your areas, man, because a lot of times, I don't like comment on this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We see a lot of stuff. We don't say nothing about it. But on my show, we say about it. We say something about it. We do something about it. We do talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Let these people know that, man, we give y'all some good advice. Or me, I give you some hanging to do because, you know, I got a little issues. You know, I give you something that's going to help you get through the day, you know what I'm saying? Or get through that situation that you're in. Right now, man, we can get back to what we do best, man, playing these great hits and all this great stuff. This track right here is One Boy Mellow, the Good Man featuring Twista. I think she ready. OG Radio, man, let's go.
What's up, baby?
What's up, girl?
My pussy wet.
Straight up.
Yeah.
What you gonna do about that?
I'll fuck
that ass with you, babe. Oh, I think she ready. Oh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy.
Been grind like Kale say. Fuck the number four, let's jump right into my 12 play. I want you locked in this room with me like we sell mail, man. In the middle of the night, I'ma make you holler like jail, babe. I'm about to tear that pussy up. You sure that you ready? Cause last time it wasn't nothing you could do with Big Daddy. I'm in it all night, stay in it all day. And when I'm done, it's gonna be hard for you to walk straight. She got on top of me and rolled me like a roller coaster. Hands on my chest, it's me, she coming all over. Look me in my eyes, you're dealing with a fucking soldier. Turned over, now I got a leg pressed up against my shoulder.
the noise she was making, she was already wet. Cause it don't stop, let the boat rock, hit the stove top, cause I think she said, put the ass in the skillet, flip it over on both sides. Ooh, I think she ready for me to start sucking on them titties and licking below the navel, cause I think she worth it. Put my face up in the pussy and start licking the tongue, fucking her like the way I spit these verses. Until she start animating and shaking, and then I come up out of it and be off in the womb. Till it go boom, I come up out of it and tickle the pearl until she eat across the room. They got back up in it to give us some more when I started to fucking until she was fucking. I'm so full of energy, I got the remedy, stroke to infinity, hit it so it'll be satisfactory and plus a memory. So when she reminisce on what I did to her when I had them legs shaking, I'ma be bumping mellow the gutter man in the suite on the edge of that bed waiting.
Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready.
For me to show her what mellow about, I get the stick and then switch positions through the whole house. So meet me in the kitchen and I'll be your cook. I'll whip it from scratch, I don't even need the book. Treat you like Thanksgiving, won't be on them muffins long. And I ain't done eating that turkey until the stuffing gone. And when she done with the chicken, she like to suck the bone. It's getting hot in here, somebody left the oven on. I like we started a damn fire. Say I ain't the best, use a damn lie. Let's play this game where the winner gotta make you come first, so I can get you and lick you until my tongue hurts.
Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready.
I don't know, cause when you show them hoes affection, then they blow up your phone. This game heavy, ugly like Betty. And if you ain't ready, then we ain't going steady. Cam.
I already know what it is, man. Set up. This is what I do. Appreciate everybody who's tuning in to me all the time, man. And I told y'all, man,
This is what I do, man. I play music. Once I get it, I play it. I told y'all what I do. Y'all already know what's going on, man. So right now, man, I got a world premiere track for my boy. I got two world premiere tracks for my boy C Priest, man. Shout out to my boy C Priest and the whole handler team, man. What's up, man? I see y'all keep doing work that y'all doing, man. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, I'm finna get into one of the tracks, man. I got two, so I'm definitely dropping both of them on y'all right now. World premiere banger. Y'all already know what it is, man. So this is off, what did I say it? Nature of the Beast, Volume 3. Definitely check this out, man. This track right here is called One More, featuring Queen Kimmet. If I said it wrong, your last part of your name wrong, my bad. Right now, I'm going to get to the new track from my boy, C-Priest the Beast. Definitely check this track out, man. Give me some feedback. Let me know how you feel about this track, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We about to world premiere new track from my boy, C-Priest. One More, featuring Queen Kimmet, live OG Radio, man. Turn your radios up, man. Tune in. It's a banger, man. Y'all know what's up, man. Your boy, Mr. AK, man. Let's go.
Nigga, this our night. Shorty rolling the fifth. They go to fifth. We all right.
Good.
We do it all night.
Yeah.
Into the club clothes. Then I dip. Hopping the whip and ripping the snub nose. No, I hug those like a first cousin. Last nigga to dash, but I'm the first busting.
First.
She's first cuffing. The mama bad as hell. Low key, she looking at me. You probably mad as hell. But it's all good. Cause I'm not a hater. But I can get it right now, niggas. I'm not a waiter.
Know that.
Maybe later I dip. Joe in the flash. Headed to the tip so I can go in the stash. I laugh, then I get back to it. Sip yak fluid with strippers with that Kit Kat show on you. It's that brewing, beware, cause the bears in here. We on the wrong with it, handing up chairs in here.
Damn, homie, I'm so toe. I don't think I ever wanna drink no more. I don't think I ever wanna smoke no more. Well, fuck it, my nigga, you can roll up one more.
We in the club.
Bye.
Yeah, that was a new joint, man. One of the new joints from my boy, T-Priest the Beast, man, definitely featuring Queen Kimmy. It's called One More. Definitely get in tune with that. And definitely keep on supporting the kid, man, doing what I do, man. So right now, I'm about to go ahead and get into this second new joint from my boy T-Priest, man. And it's called Hamlet. Featuring Hamlet Instrument, man. Definitely check this track out. I told y'all, man, you send it, I play it, man. This prime example of what I do and how I do it. Shout out to my boy C-Priest, man. My big bro C-Priest, man. You already know what it is, bro. Keep sending me the bangers, man. You know I got you, man. That's what it is, man. So right now, giving y'all the second new joint. Damn, I feel like DJ. I want these DJs out here, man. But hey, I do my job, man, and this part of my job, so this is what we do, man. OG Radio, man, right here, the second new joint from my boy C-Priest called Hamlet. Let's go.
I'm humble, but also arrogant, but cautious, but oh so careless. Niggas gon' hate, I'm aware of this. Live life in the moment, motherfucker, so I cherish it. Bow in the presence of greatness. Moving too quick, got to be more patient. Make it so my footsteps traceless. I'm heartless regardless. Getting money, nigga, so I know I'm hard.
I'ma live till I die. Crawl till I fly, ball till I fall. Shoot 'em like a star. If you wanna act a monkey, I'll show you the banana. Anywhere, nigga, live on the camera. Hamlet, henchman, Cuban black election. Preseason beast and the gang is the same. Them boys, we gon' eat. Them boys, they never sleep. High ass dancing, niggas shooting at the feet. Yeah.
Now one time, two time. For the hood, cause your boys missing fools. I'ma get it understood, nigga. Three times, four times, for the block, all my niggas keep it killing, you a dealer, don't stop, nigga. Now five times, six times, for the fam, I don't play about them, what you say about them, going ham, nigga. Now seven times, eight times, for the click, nine times, 10 times, ham, niggas be the shit, yeah.
I go hard, four bars like sandpaper, rough, but I keep it clean cut like a man's taper. A landscaper, I can make a brick look good. Spend a couple hundred just to make my chick look good. You look hood, but homie, I'm the real deal. Keep a couple bangers, my shit straight about to steal meal. Pop a pill, blow the kill, whatever you like. You already know we can go wherever you like. See, I'm the type to stand, I don't know how to fold. It's handling and we standing on a pot of gold. I'm not a cold-hearted killer, I'm a hothead that'll pop lead and leave your whole block scared. So prepared for the end, you know why I wrote it. Get cash, live, love, laugh, you know how I quote it. I'm not the boldest, but never been the weakest one. Turn it up, grease, steady, burning up the sea for fun.
Now one time, two times, for the hood, cause your boys missing booms, I'ma get it understood, nigga. Now three times, four times, for the block, all my niggas keep it killing, you a dealer, don't stop, nigga. Now five times, six times, for the fam, I don't play about them. What you say about them, going hell, nigga. Now seven times, eight times, for the clip, nine times, 10 times, hell, niggas be the shit.
Like a shadow born in a dog, they never see me coming. Behind them, hear my voice, and they start running. Fap on them for stunning. No traps on me, I'm bull running. I'm D-Rose, you lose for gunning. We see, but never shut in. We shut them down for trying to dance with the pros. Competitors, the counter squad that had a lead in they blows. We call that bleeding, you know. Came through the heat and they froze. 7 months, day in, I'll show you how to succeed with them hoes. Energy is met to me by electrode. Hunt better, rope on Molly, Ali, S-A-U, will see who is better. Joe, aerial flow compatible to whatever track. Toss that to ceremonial master. Inhumane disaster, this fool of magic, damn it. Here's why I'm the landlord. Put MCs in the penthouse overlooking the planet. We fishermen, use a spider line to reel them in. And watch them flop on deck, you been caught by Hallett Hens.
Yeah, those are two new joints, my boy C-Priest the Beast. Shout out to my boy C-Priest the Beast and the whole Hamlet team, man. I told y'all, man. Keep doing work, man. I see y'all out here, man. You know what we do, man. So that's what it is, man. We're gonna keep doing what we do, man. I told y'all once I get it, I play it, cause he just sent the track to me. I just want y'all to know that. Or just to repeat that, I definitely told y'all what I do, man. That's what I do. It's not a problem, man. I told y'all it's easy. So right now, man, I'm gonna keep this thing going, keep it rolling. Definitely give me some feedback on them tracks, man. Let me know how you feel about them tracks. Let me know if they some official bangers. Because that's what we do on here, man. Y'all know how to get down and count that, man. So y'all already know what's up. All right, now we're getting right back to the hits, man. So y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what we're doing. Y'all already know what we got cracking. And this you did. OG Radio, what's up with it?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm maintaining, trying to get some rest.
I know. Did you have fun yesterday on Christmas?
Yeah, I played with him on all his Hot Wheels and his McDonald's Playhouse, and yeah, we had a good Christmas.
That's good.
Yeah, good Christmas. Before you hit me up on Facebook, I had just thought about you. And I kind of forgot today. I'm getting my days mixed up now that I'm not really doing nothing. So I kind of forgot today was Monday. And I was like, oh, shoot. It is OG Radio Day, so. So I guess I'd call in and say hi before you got off the air.
I know. I appreciate it. You know, I always got to check on you.
I know. I appreciate your phone call yesterday. Thanks for calling us. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's my job. I got you.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to some music. I'm about to lay back down. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Bye. All right.
Like I said, shout out to my sister, man, because she's currently battling breast cancer right now, man. And like I said, for her to do some of the stuff she did, man, I'm about to be really duper proud of her and just show her strength. I know she's going to get through this, man, so definitely keep on supporting her. By going to her page and her breast cancer page, and definitely, you know, send her a message on there or however you want to do it, because that's what I do. You know, I always support my sister, whatever she got going on, whatever she's doing. I'm always, you know, supporting her and everything she's doing. I'm really supporting her on this, too. So what you want to do is definitely keep supporting her. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't never stop. Y'all know what that is. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell her, man. Her new profile picture is hilarious. Kind of funny to me. I laugh so hard on that. And I saw it the first time, so yeah, that's really hilarious to me. And you know, I just kind of really liked it. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, man. You know, I care about you, man. You know, we all, my whole team over here, OG Radio, OGNT, we pulling for you. Hope you get a speedy recovery so you get back and do what you do. You know, so, you know, it's just from me to you. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you doing what you do. And like I said, keep up the great work. And this is definitely how you can do this. If she had a page up, you send me a link of the event that's going on. It's basically her birthday. It's her birthday. February 25th, we are basically celebrating her birthday party and a breast cancer awareness all pink party. It's going to be at 1444 West Chicago Ave. And it's not just a birthday party, but we always doing it. It's an event for breast cancer awareness. And me, your boy Mr. AKA, will be broadcasting live from the event. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check that out. And we will be asking people to donate $5 at the door for the Susan G. Komen Foundation for the Cure at the Door. So if anybody got any more questions about the event or want to be a part of the event, contact Carmelita Pilar by emailing her at miss.lita@gmail.com or
call myself in the knee at 219-218-4053, okay? And you can follow her journey at facebook.com/mycancerjourney. So definitely go any one of the things and definitely put her on that because I am. So definitely, if you're not doing that on Saturday, February 25th, please come out and support this whole event. We're definitely going down. Definitely doing what we do. So definitely come out and support what's going on because I will be in the building. We will have a couple performances that day, too. I know we will. So come out, have fun, kick it with us, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do what we do. And definitely, I'm going to be out there doing my job. I'm going to be working, but I'm going to be having fun. So while I'm working, I'm going to be having fun. So, you know, just keep on kicking it with your boy. And we're going to do what we do, man. We're going to have fun in here. So I definitely want everybody to come out to that event, though, February 25th. And I hope everybody goes to facebook.com, mycancerjourney.com. And just leave something up there, you know what I'm saying, just show that you, know what I'm saying, you care and that you really support what she got going on. Because I do, man. Everybody should get more awareness about it, too. So, you know, that's what's going on. And this is just to let y'all know some more stuff on that she is definitely still working on. Really, really proud of somebody who's working like her, even though, you know, she's kind of tired. She's been working hard. So some of the people that's going to be performing at this her birthday party is you'll be seeing the likes of Loch Ness Monster, my boy, my homie, my boy Sinatra, I'm the Man Truth, Hot Hands, Diggy, Mike D, Troy, L Street, all the people that will be performing at this showcase, man. So definitely tune in. Come check us out. And I will be broadcasting live from the event. So y'all come. And if y'all can't make it, y'all can just tune in to blogtalkradio.com/MrAK38 and just check me out, man, because I will be shutting. I will be doing my job, man, you know, giving y'all the play-by-play. Hopefully talking to some of the people that put the whole thing together just to give y'all a taste of what's going on for that day. And I will start getting back out here and doing more shows at venues. I know I said it's getting kind of cold. I know it's kind of backwards, but hey, it is what it is. I work in all weathers, no matter what it is. And basically, man, what I want y'all to do is definitely come out and support this event, man. I really want y'all to. It's going to be Saturday, February 25th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., man. Definitely come out and kick it with us. And we ask everybody to wear some type of pink. And I'm not that pink person, but I'm definitely going to be in there looking like the Pink Panther. Not the Pink Panther, but I mean, I have my pink on, so, you know, bring back the, you know, I can, Cameron, I used to do it and all that, that kind of. Anybody wants to donate, you can donate by going to www.epay.com/donations/79741. So that's definitely something you might want to go do. I need to do it. We should all do it. So that's what it is. So definitely that's what's going on, man. We're going to have fun that night. I know I am. You know me, I'm silly as ever. And I got to say, shout out to my sister, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep fighting because I'm behind you. My whole team behind you. Yeah, a lot of people behind you. So like I said, everybody come out to this event, man, and really just kick it and have fun. That's what that's the whole goal that we have set for y'all. Right now, man, you know, getting back into the music, you know, you usually do. Can I have fun doing it, is that? So right now, yeah, getting back into it. So y'all check this track out from my boy E-Jewels. What's it doing, man?
We're going to skate to one song only.
Your shit happened,
yeah! Y'all
Y'all know I'm back, baby. These jewels, baby. I'm finna take the game back. It's mine.
Y'all
ain't nobody fall in line. Y'all get ready for second place. So I spit so hard, motherfuckers wanna clone me. Bad bitches wanna bone me. Yeah, I made it to the top, got my niggas right here, so the shit ain't lonely. Spit so sick, that shit rabies. Grew up in the wild, can't shit tame me. That drink too strong, don't worry about it, baby. Got wine in the house, that shit ain't me. My high low switch to snapbacks from fitted. She okay, left them bad bitches for women.
Okay.
My car's long, my rims high, finna put wings on them, my shit fly. Told them let's talk money, it's money in the conversation, ain't no time for the chit chat. Wasting time, dollar signs, time is money, don't waste it. You going broke, chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, they waiting.
Waitin'.
I'm pouring drinks, they wasted.
Waitin'.
You standing still, complacent.
Waitin'.
I'm in the lead, I'm pacing, every day is a vacation, yeah. I'm hot, I'm better than y'all. I'm number one, I'm hard for you to catch medicine ball. Y'all foul technical, so let the record show. If you wanna get technical, I'm about my green vegetable.
Yeah.
See, rapping, I'm the best in the world.
Okay.
That XL Magnum, oh, I put that up in your girl. She caught up in my whirlwind, that dick made her world spin.
She used to be a lesbian, I made her leave a girlfriend.
Nah, wait, I told her bring her girlfriend. I'm dicking her, I'm dicking her, and she licking a pearl in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I told him he the best. He told me I'm that nigga. Out.
Hot hands.
Hey, what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey,
what you know?
She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Hey,
what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey,
what you know?
She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
I'm in love with a stripper.
No T-Pain.
No.
I hit the club with clouds and make it rain. And my people in here, no shot. We buy bottles, drinking right about it. Yeah.
Ow.
All rooms on deck.
Yeah,
I talk cash shit cause I can cash that check. And you know the gang I represent, B-T-O-G. For the D, you can be this. That's how we get it. Yeah.
Watch mommy shake it for me.
You know she dropping low.
Uh-huh.
The way she bounced, it got me all off in the zone. Ass fat, titties perfect. The more I talk, she working for me when she working on the pole.
That's what I tell her.
Hey, what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me.
Hey,
what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Hey,
what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey,
what you know?
She drop it low.
All right, baby.
I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Taylor in the club, got them bottles on deck like a cellar, buddy, man.
Love your crowd favorite, I am the crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
I be passing out these hundreds like a proud teacher.
Yeah.
When the money comes,
the money goes.
You only live once, what I was told. So why should I hold these Benjamins, all these Franklins?
Yeah.
Especially when it's lights, camera, action. I'm making a movie. I need a freak chick to co-star. Baby, I'm hung like them coats are. Hear me, girl? Shorty, you know what it is. Now it's time to clock in, cause I'm about to handle biz. What you got?
Let me see.
Bend
over, shake that ass for me.
Hey,
what you know? She drop it low.
I
make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Hey,
what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me.
Hey,
what you know?
She
drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
Knockin', you ain't hearin' knockin'. Knockin', you ain't hearin' knockin'.
When you got a million cats running in your squad, ain't that right? See, I don't know the problem, most of y'all ain't rapping right. It's your young AK, and I be killing, right? See, you don't know my name, well, you don't know my city. Well, it gets muddy, and the night we get silly. I mean, I dance silly, with the money crazy. And then my flow retarded, so they say I'm crazy. I don't care about it, but you know I'm in the street. You can call me late night, let her make it chicks right. Pipeline, dream time like a dream girl. Bitch, you never see me in the cinema, girl. I'm a beast, baby, tell my name right. It's 16, or AKA right. No sorority, no fraternity. It's Mr. 16, killer by every street, know my name.
In my mind, to stimulate in conversation each and every time. No exaggerating, make up your mind. Or should we play it by ear? Hop in the spaceship and fly. Pull the clock out, my wilder than spend time. Since time is money, then hop up on the pole, baby. Just shake with your mama, gang. Hey, you know I'm crazy. Saying anything to make your lips bend. But listen, I'm all in. Hit my chips in. But how the cards play out, like how the stars lay out. It's all meant. Need I mention it's up to you.
Villains don't affiliate with X-Men. Just know, if my homie don't get married round here today, baby girl, I'm still the best man. And your presence is a blessing. And I love your brown skin complexion. And I love how you looking at me with them gorgeous eyes when I got your attention. And you got mine. We be in it so deep, I run stop signs. Driving like I do not drive.
But it don't matter, cause I'm trying to stop time and keep what we got prime. We can sleep when you down to ride. That's why I keep you by my side, cause you down for mine. And you know I'm down for yours, even if you ain't have a cause. Still give you what you want, like Santa Claus.
So tripolar.
It makes it easier.
Oh, that's better.
Easier to bear.
Y'all already know how we do it. Be Trey. Wind down on a little KP production. You know I have to hop on this in my head. You know you're not gonna forget it. Got Otis in the back.
People say my rhymes are so sinister. I'm the head nigga, the minister. Take a girl in the back before I finish her. Oops, my rhymes are too deep. You say you want a copy, you can take a peek. Oh, you say your whole crew is beefy, but you smell like a toilet. Beefy,
tripolar. A great man once said, if you ain't first, you're last. And if you don't stand for nothing, you gon' fall on your last. And I done did a lot of things, completed every task, to graduate from school of hard knocks ahead of my class. See, I'm Terry Lee Kendrick, so they call me B-Trey. I'm a master of arts, a jack of all trades. A young, but the niggas refer to as a bomb. Guarantee you make a girl come quicker than Jimmy John's.
All these niggas spitting like Sam I am. Yeah, them niggas getting money, but they dumb like him. Don't need that man Anthony to size to slam. Just to make a few bucks, I have to tell a couple rounds, man. Who can stop these men or stop these things like MLK? I am y'all dreams. I am that needle and that fiend. I do not die. I'm just that main blouse.
Okay, I'm about to go vicious. Yeah, I'm balling hard like the old folk pissing. Oh, please. Keep your distance, I'm bad for stealing your old ass mystery. All black swag, calling it creepy. Tell your girl, call me if she need me. On the track, it's KPF and B3. Original swag, copy if need be.
Time to say my grace, amen. Now it's time to decapitate, amen. Show up to the shot, thinking everybody love you. And I'ma come and show you that your ass ain't raining. Tripolar, was that necessary? Hold on, what you talking to me? B2 your Terry. I'm a mercenary, in it verse to get you buried.
Yeah.
Me in the same cast, I'm blaming on the perks I carry.
KP, man, I'm fresh and swaggy. Causing more trouble, mad cows and bad pigs. Catch me in the background, quiet as ad libs. Cause niggas nowadays more annoying than racks is. Man, fuck this shit going in. Baby, see it. I can give a fuck less than that bitch Brenda did. If you bet you the best, I bet I can fall into a coma and you still wouldn't win the contest. Told him stop fucking with me, please. Public announcement, bye.
Hey man, like I said, I appreciate everybody who tuned in with me. Everybody who kicked with me, anybody that supported me, we do appreciate you, man. My whole staff at OG, at OG Radio, man, we do, man. We support all artists, man. This basically y'all show, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all can start y'all voting for the top 10 countdown, man. Y'all can start today by mentioning me and the artist and the song that you're voting for. So you can start this. Artists, y'all get 2 votes a day. So tell your people, follow me on Twitter at MrAK38. And start voting, man. Voting ends Friday at 10:30, so definitely I want to get to that. Basically, I'm about to get up out of here. I'm about to get on this video game and get my 2K12 on. It's all good, though. But like I say, I dog my shows and every show, man. Do what you love, love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OGNT, man. We got it, man. Y'all be safe. Have fun and definitely be safe when the new year coming up, man. Bring it in the right way and the safe way, man. I'm out of here, man. Y'all be easy, man. One.